This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we say happy Wednesday morning. I want everybody to be careful out there, man. Be careful. I don't want to get into details, but that stomach flu junk is going around, man. It's going around. And yesterday, I got hit with it. Well, maybe the day before. And man, I got to tell you, you never know when it's going to come out. I'm not trying to get into detail and gross anybody out early in the morning. But man, it's... But I still got to work, man. I still had to come in because we got a lot of stuff going on. And I wanted to get to a lot of stuff today. Can you believe it? So the tag, the franchise tag is done. By the way, it was basically no story. T. Higgins and Trey Smith, wide receiver for Cincinnati, and Trey Smith, the guard for Kansas City. That was it. Like, no other big stories. Nobody said, oh, man, we got to keep them. Put the friggin' tag on them. Javon Holland, obviously, did not get the tag, so he's open. The Dolphins, as I was told, said, hey, man, we'd be interested, but it's got to be the right price for the way you've been playing. And so I'm guessing by the things and the way Javon has been and things he has said and the comments about coach and all that stuff, Javon Holland ain't coming back. That would be my take. And by the way, even some of the PR stuff during the year, the pictures were taken. He wasn't in the picture with the other guys. And so I'm guessing all that stuff, that Javon's going to hit the market as one of the top free agents, according to what top 100 list you're looking at. And we'll go from there. So, yes, how about this one? NFL free agency negotiations start Monday, which... Just to give you an idea, because this thing is, it's really funny. Official signing is March the 12th. That's a joke. The deal, we're going to have so many deals done, and there's going to be every guy, half those guys going to be all signed. You're going to start hearing stuff, because I remember doing this last year, the year before. Woody, we're going to start hearing about guys signing an agreement on a weekend. And negotiations is supposed to start Monday, but let's be honest. If four or five teams are going after the same guy, everybody's going to jump the gun a little bit and try to get to that guy, figure out if you got a shot, because if not, you got to move on. And I'm guessing the Dolphins are right in the middle of all that stuff because they got a lot of needs, and we've been talking about them and everything else. But yes, officially Monday, we should have a lot of stuff going on, man. Official signings, as I said, will be a couple days later. But Monday starts negotiations is when it's supposed to open. I got news for you. They might as well call that the closing date. Because if you think everybody – matter of fact, it started at the combine is when it really started. If you want to start talking about interest and you like my client, you don't. Oh, yeah, we're interested. Does he like us? And – really like him a lot and all those type of things. And probably money's been talked about a little bit as GM trust agents and agents trust GMs and keep it away from the league and move on and get it done. So we got all kinds of stuff there going on. And then the Heat and Cavs tonight, the Heat at 29-31 just haven't been able to move, obviously. And I'm not going to get into the Jimmy Butler thing again. And Golden State doesn't lose, basically, when Jimmy Butler plays. They win another game. Hell, they're up. I believe they're in the top six spots now. They went from out of the play-in to, just to give you an idea how close so many teams are in the West, to a top six team now, in not even in the play-in, the way they're playing. It got a great win last night against New York. But let's talk about the Heat. Tonight, they got the Cavs, who are 51-10. Woody, you're the one that told me, you know, the Cavs and the Celtics don't really, well, I guess I don't want to put words in your mouth. You didn't say that about Celtics. You said that about the Cavs. The Cavs don't really scare me that much because they really haven't done anything. I got to tell you, 51-10. And I don't know, you're right. They haven't, you know, done anything in the playoffs with this group. But
I'm not saying the Heat won't lose by 20 tonight, because they will. But, you know, when the playoffs roll around, I just think the Celtics is more concerning to me than...
Okay, because they
now,
win stuff.
Now, with all that being said, I think the Heat are toast. I mean, I don't think they have a run in them, but...
Well, let's do this. Let's be honest. This is the first time in a long time where we've really said the Heat have no chance to make a playoff splash at all. No chance. I'm hoping they get a play-in position. That's not a guarantee this year, although I think...
I'm not so sure they get out of that play-in tournament, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they'll get in. They will get in because they got a good enough lead, but...
They're get in, and guess what? They're going to get in that party, and they're going to have to play the Cavs or the Celtics in the first round.
Yeah, they would get swept.
So,
right? I mean, even the Cavs, I think, would probably beat them in four or five.
So I want to say this, though, because we got a little spoiled with this Heat thing. The Heat thing's been going a long time. Different combination of guys, but it seems like it's been going on. I'm not saying we haven't had a dud in there from time to time. But for the most part, the Heat, this first time in a long time, even when the play-in, you had Jimmy, you're like, well, Jimmy can lead these guys, and if we're healthy, we can still win some because we've done it. Even though last year didn't go well, everybody was hurt, and it was bad right off the bat. This year, you look at what they have, and by the way, got some guys injured, which maybe everybody does. Ware, Wiggins, and Hawkes will all be out tonight, but it's been so good for so long. That's a compliment to the organization and what Pat and Mickey and Nick and Spo and Andy, the Big Five, have all been able to do with this organization has been great. This is the first time where you just finally step back, and we'll have Ron Rothstein join us later in the show, but it's first time, and again, we just got spoiled. Like every year we go, Heat's our best team. They'll do it. They'll figure it out. Pat will do something, and Spo's a great coach, and Spo's named the best. They just, for the first time, they just don't have enough talent. Some of the development of the ones has slowed down, if we're to be honest, slowed down a little bit. Jaime Jaquez is taking a step back, and here we are. I mean, it's just, it's weird. And the big show now is up in Broward. The big show in this town. And I'm just talking. I'm not saying everybody likes hockey. I'm not saying everybody likes basketball. But the big show right now is what's going on with the Panthers. And by the way, I don't think they're done as far as team goes. They've got a really interesting situation right now. The trade deadline is Friday. Bill Zito's got some money. He's got himself some Matthew Tkachuk money because Matthew Tkachuk went on that long-term IR that the NHL has, meaning he can't play the rest of the regular season, but would be eligible to come back for the playoffs. And so Bill Zito's got some money to play with, a little bit under $9 million. If he wants to add a piece or two that he thinks make them deeper and better on whatever he thinks they might need, and I don't know if Tkachuk's coming back. I don't know how bad the groin is, but you know that little son of a gun wants to come back and play. He's not little, by the way. I didn't mean that like he's 5'9", 180 pounds. But you know, if there's any way possible, he's going to come back and play. All those guys. But I expect Bill Zito, man, between now and Friday, he is looking at everybody who is saying, nah, we're not going anywhere. This guy's expensive. Last year, you got veterans going, get me out of here. I don't want to be here. This thing's going nowhere. And so Bill Zito's checking this thing closely on what it's going to cost to get up. But they're all in. They are going all in for a third year with what they have, and it's great. It's going to be fun to watch what happens between now and Friday afternoon. I am really looking forward to seeing what happens there as well. So we have that. We got a lot of Dolphin stuff we'll get into like we usually do, as never sleeps, and a lot of stuff going on, a lot of decisions to be made for the team that went all in on a lot of money last year and got a lot of holes to fill this year for players because of players they've lost and everything else. You know the list by now. I don't need to break it all down here. Cornerback, a couple of safeties, a defensive tackle, a couple of guards, backup quarterback. By the way, not in that order. I'm just saying. And Chris got a lot of stuff to get done. And honestly, we need another tight end. We need at least one more wide receiver. You need a couple running backs. Got two running backs under contract. So obviously, Wright and Achan is not going to be enough. You got to get some more guys there. We've seen the four-man rotation. You get it. A third quarterback to probably develop. I think they're going to draft one. My gut is out of those 10 guys, and so it looks like a lot of these quarterbacks will not be going in the first round. They'd be able to get one a little bit later on. And honestly, we don't have that many linebackers. You got to sign some linebackers or re-sign some of your own guys. That linebacking core I thought was pretty good last year. So all that. And then the big question in a really important position, pass rusher and Bradley Chubb. That thing's got to be restructured, pay cut, or released, or just let him go. I mean, let him play. Just go, hey, man, we're going with the big hit. We're going with the big salary cap hit. You got a big salary of almost $20 million. We think you got another one. We've watched you work out everything. We think you're back to what you were before the knee injury in Baltimore. Let's go. And a lot of people think the team's trying to work on getting him to take less money. And I don't know how he feels about that. I don't know how much he, you know, wants to be here and stuff. I've heard the coach say we'd love to have Phillips, Chop, and Chubb as our pass rushers and use them all together. And we could, you know, in third and long situations and second and long situations or late in games where teams are trying to play catch up on having those three playing together. So I don't know how that's going to work because they do have to still free up some more money to be a bigger player in free agency. And then how many guys are you going to overpay in free agency? How many guys, how much can you go? Can you give a guy $15 million, $16 million a year? Can a guy you really like out there, probably some good players in that top 100 list, and then find out how you feel about certain positions in the draft. So all that stuff will come into play. We have some other stuff that when we come back I want to talk about. We got some Canes football news as well. We are all over the board today here with a lot of things. I talked yesterday about the new quarterback at University of Miami. And, wow, it's amazing. Everything came out about all the nice comments, and he's been doing all the things that Cam Ward did. It's great. Good stuff to hear. Good stuff to hear going forward for him. Now just got to get him healthy and get some timing, get some summer work in with his guys, and see. We'll talk about that wide receiver position when we come back. We'll have that for you. And we'll talk about a wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins not named Tyreek Hill. We're giving the Tyreek Hill thing a break for a second, but a guy that is just a mystery to everybody. We'll have that for you coming up in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. Sex drive, oh boy. You know, I go right to the sex drive stuff because it hit me hard, and it was, but I obviously had low T for a while and didn't realize how bad it was. And then, you know, it just gets where you're so tired and you have no energy, and it really hits you. Like on the weekends, by the time Friday evening rolled around, I was exhausted, man. I was tired, didn't want to do anything. Hell, I couldn't keep my eyes awake to watch a Netflix movie. It was just terrible. Found myself a little moody. Apparently, my voice changed a little bit, got a little irritable with everybody, and I was like, man, all right, let me get on this. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you. Thank you so much, because I went down, had a meeting with them to find out what I probably figured out a long time ago. Low T and ED happens to every guy out there. I thought it was just me, and then I realized, no. Every guy, sooner or later, every man out there, starting at age 40, by the way, some guys late 30s, it hits them. And then you got to do something about it. Atlantic Men's Clinic's got a great program. This is what they do. They do it the right way, the safe way, to get you the best possible results. That's what they do, man. The PSA test, everything else. You got to set up that first appointment, meet with their professionals. They explain everything to you. And then you decide if you want to do the program. Obviously, you do, or you wouldn't be checking it out. Six locations in South Florida to serve you. Here's the number, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Whether you're a coach getting up early this morning or anybody else, you're going through this right now, man. Do something nobody needs to know. Call Atlantic Men's Clinic. Set up that appointment, and you'll get great results quickly at Atlantic Men's Clinic. All right, and speaking of the Miami Heat in action tonight against the Cavs, 51-10 going down the stretch here. And if don't want to be in that eight spot and play the Cavs, I think they're really good. And I know they haven't had great luck here so far in the playoffs with this group, but that's pretty, you know, they're saying the same thing about Oklahoma City out on the West Coast as well, with Golden State playing great, and now the Lakers playing great. Both those teams as hot as anybody, with LeBron and Steph Curry, and now Jimmy Butler with Steph Curry and everything else. But boy, I got to tell you, man, if you're just getting up this morning, this is really the first time in a long time where you go, you know, because they've been able to turn it up in the playoffs with Jimmy. I got to give Jimmy some credit. Jimmy, you know, like, oh, playoff Jimmy, and, you know, I'll get these guys going as long as you're healthy. All right, and go. And we saw it in the bubble in Orlando and the great run they had to the finals. But this is the first time where you finally step back and you just go, you just, this is what you have. You have no shot. This is it. It's nothing against this group. Bam's giving everything he has. We've seen Tyler step it up. But it's just real inconsistent. Sometimes offensively, sometimes defensively. And they just kind of stay at 2-3 games under 500. Had a good win the other night. Had a great win, actually, against the Pacers, who are ahead of them in the playoffs. And you go, man, how about that? And then had a chance to beat the Knicks. Knicks come all the way back and beat them. And you just, this first time I'm going, man, they're just not feeling it for a playoff splash this year. Not. They'll get in, hopefully. They'll win a play-in spot and be able to get a chance to play the Cavs or the Celtics, who will be the 1 and 2 seed for sure. And we'll go from there. See what happens. But that first time in a long time, man. We've been spoiled. They've been really good for a long time. Even with the Jimmy Butler teams, they've been, you know, able to make a splash. But you just don't feel that. Don't feel like you have enough horsepower and enough development. Development's always been big around here, and I just don't see a lot of improvement with some guys. We got some guys that, you know, I get they can play better in the last 20 games, but just hasn't been there. Has not been there. So I wanted to get into the Canes for a second here. And I said this yesterday. I hope, you know, people understand now, like, you know, first day of practice, you know, people, what'd you think? I go, well, it looked like a first day of practice. Looked like a bunch of guys that just left high school and are out there running around, 20 of them, 20-something of them, and a transfer portal, a bunch of guys. And for the first time, really playing against each other, 11-on-11, and I don't know how much they do before going into camp, but it's different to spring football. So the list that really needs the most work has got to catch up. It's no secret, would be the tight end group, and more importantly, the Canes' young wide receivers. Because outside of C.J. Daniels, who they added, it's about a bunch of young guys who haven't played a lot of football, including a couple of guys that should be seniors in high school. I guess we call them the freshman class now. But JoJo Trader and Carr and Joshua Moore, they really like a lot. Malachi Toney, Chance Robinson, St. Thomas Aquinas, Ray Joseph, is this his year? Out of Edison to Upshaw. So you've got this group of young guys, and it's a great opportunity for all of them. Because here's what Mario Cristobal is doing. He's going, all right, I'm going to watch all these guys. I want to see their development, see how they do. And from there, after spring, I will have my recruiting gang ready to go on that transfer portal. Probably going to get one guy anyway, at least. But you're going to let those guys play this thing out. One-on-one drill, 7-on-7, 11-on-11. How are they doing? You know, are they getting separation? You know, and all the things that getting their confidence. And hopefully a couple of those guys kind of pull away a little bit and they go, all right, these guys can be four of our top guys or five maybe this year until some guys get real proven like that group did last year and stayed healthy all last year like Cam Ward's receivers did a year ago. But if he doesn't see it and he doesn't see the development of guys, he is going to hit that portal hard because that's what Mario's going to do. He is going to go out, and they're going to see what's out there coming out everybody's spring football and see who likes their situation and doesn't. And if he thinks it's an upgrade from experience of the transfer portal of guys that played last year, he will bring them in, and they'll go from there. That will be the game plan. And honestly, that's between the quarterback and the wide receivers in a passing game, that's got to have big plays, man. And we had a ton of them last year from that group of receivers. Ton. And tight end. Right? Elijah Arroyo was unbelievable what he did. Unbelievable. What a great story. I think we're going to see it in the draft as long as that knee's okay. And he'll get a chance on the 24th to be there for pro day with all the rest of those guys. But we'll probably look back and there's a good chance this group doesn't play as well as that group last year. From the quarterback to the receivers, but you still need plays out wide. Still need plays. I don't expect it to be the number one offense in the country, but it needs to still be really productive. We'd all agree with that one. So also, we're bouncing around here a little bit, and I just wanted to bring this thing up about one of the receivers for the Miami Dolphins. I know we talked about Tyreek Hill a lot. This thing, and I saw an article in the paper, I believe it was Barry Jackson maybe. Eric Ezekama. I want to say this about Eric Ezekama. This is his fourth year coming up. I remember doing the games like yesterday in preseason, his rookie year, on how good he looked. Unbelievable. Separation, crossing routes, big receiver, just made all these plays. Last year, again, in one of the preseason games, he played great. Had a great half, made some catches. Something has happened, though, besides minor injuries, that when it's all said and done, our former fourth-round pick going into year four hasn't done anything at all. And it goes back to what seems to be happening a lot. Now, maybe it's going on all over the NFL. I don't know. I cover this team for a living and with this team for a living. Was. Here's another guy. They talk about maturity. Do coaches trust him? Study the playbook. And I'm like, what are we doing, man? What am I missing? Like all these things, like sitting here with one catch or whatever it is after 3 years. I know he got a couple plays in games this year, and he got a couple there and a couple there and a couple here. All I know is year four and he hadn't done anything at all, and we've needed receivers. We've been going to the outside world looking for receivers to bring them in. And you know what? No matter what nice things – and our coaching staff, especially this coaching staff, is always full of saying nice things about everybody, which is nice, man. I would have appreciated that as a player too. And it's good. I get it. You can't rip guys because it's bad and you don't want to lose them. I do understand that, and I agree with it. But when you get into the book a little bit here on these players and you hear work ethic and you hear don't trust them, when your coaches don't trust you and you go outside and you jump over guys you have on your own practice squad and guys on your own practice squad don't get picked up by other teams, what are we doing? We going off potential of preseason games where you show it in basic offense for a half of football? I don't know how long you wait. I get on a first round pick. Don Shula did it too. If you didn't work out, he'd still give you the benefit of the doubt because you're a first round pick and that well, let's see if he can get it right this year. But we've got a couple of these guys. And I get the team in the front office going, man, the light's going to go on. If the light goes on, and I ask Coach what I need, and he goes, I need to see it every day. I need to see consistency. Can you imagine in year friggin' four, you're still the coach, you go to the coach, and you've been with the team for a while now, and you're going, they've been together now. Ezekama's a Mike guy. And he's going, well, Coach, haven't worked out the first three. What do I need to do this year? A lot of guys have been getting hurt, and I'm still not in the game plan. What do I do? Well, we got to see more consistency. So I don't know. Does the light go off? Wes Welker gone. Fresh start for the guy with a new receiver coach. All that stuff, man. I maybe it does. Maybe the Cam Smith light goes on in year three. I don't know. When you got to tell a guy, when I hear a guy's work ethic's not good or he's not in shape, like, what are you doing? Maybe if you're a great player, you get away with some stuff because you can trust the guy and how good he is on Sunday. I played with those guys, hated practice, but those guys would show up. I had some guys who were wild, but those guys love being on a football field. I just don't understand this stuff. I don't understand it. And I know we drafted him. 3 years. And by the way, you're going, well, who said they don't trust him? They don't play him. Coaches, coordinators got to make decisions. And that's Mike's side of the ball. And he's coming back again. What's Mike say after? Well, this is the fourth year we're going to have this discussion in the offseason. Coach, what can I do? Obviously, there's something not working that you haven't been productive when we've needed all these receivers. And the crazy part is his first year, the frustrating part, the guy had some really good games in the preseason. He was getting separation and crossing routes, ran down the middle. Running down the seam there and makes a nice catch over the top of guys. And I went, wow, this is great. Man, we got a guy. And then here we are, just hanging on. Hope, hope, hope. New coach will get him going. Whew, man, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something on this. But Cam Smith, what is it going to be this year? What's the pep talk for Cam Smith, year three? I don't hear anybody saying, hey, we got an open cornerback position. I trust Cam Smith to come back this year. Not when I hear he can't get on the field with a guy that's the best defensive coordinator in football. The best defensive coordinator in football said, nah, nope, ain't going to happen on my watch. And we had all kinds of guys hurt. Nope. I'll go in a free agent, dude. Rookie free agent. Yeah, man. Then new guy comes in. They're going, wait, what happened with Cam? Hey, he's got to get in shape. Got to tell a guy who's trying to fight it, got a chance to get a starting job or playing time, you got to tell him he's got to get in shape? What are we doing? Freaking got a chance to make all that money. I get my ass in shape. I'd be drinking those green drinks. What are those green shakes, Woody, they give out there? I'd be drinking those five times a day. Crazy stuff, man. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. I'm sorry. Got myself all lathered up here this morning just before we get going here. Yeah, I always like to know, like, when we get these guys private, hopefully some of them are listening and going, hey, I wish you wouldn't have called us out like that. That's terrible.
That's why you got to show up over there, man.
Hey.
Give them the pep talk.
What do you do, Woody? I this is
I've told you. I
No, like, but
I mean, you know, you my thoughts
on it. Got to motivate a guy in his third year to get in shape. Got to motivate another guy in his fourth year. Like, what can I do, coach? I don't know. You haven't kind of figured out. I don't know if I got a pretty good idea if I'm not playing, why I'm not playing. All right, hey, let's talk about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Let's talk about something you can trust that's strong, that's durable, that looks like a first-round friggin' pick every day when you go to a South Florida Chevy dealer, man. And I got to tell you, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Let's start with that. So you've got a convenient location for you, and then let's go right into the SUV family like the Tahoes. Man, are they nice and roomy and comfortable. I had to get that one. I didn't realize how big it was, though, till I drove off. That's a big, those Tahoes are big, man. The Suburban's big, but that Tahoe's trying to catch it right now. The all-new Equinox, too, man. Just got so much interior with convenient driver tech, all the improvements, eye-catching stuff going on there. The 2025 Traverse, spacious and comfortable seating for everybody, plenty of room for the cargo, and a turbocharged 2.5-liter engine giving you even better performance. Right over to a Silverado truck. Four different options when it comes to engines, and how much power do you need to work 5, 6, 7 days a week just to get around with the family? It's like they've custom-made a Silverado truck that is durable for you every day. You got to check it out. Go see your South Florida Chevy dealers for a test drive. They got some outstanding offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
All right, WQAM is inviting you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets are March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers and real-time betting action, VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster, and get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood, Joe.
All right, Woody. Good stuff, man. That's going to be fun. I know, you know what? You're pumped. You're pumped.
I love college basketball.
No, you love the other part of that, the action with it.
Well, that's, yeah, it's part of the tournament.
No,
that's always part of the tournament.
That is part of the tournament.
I'm not a huge bracket guy anymore. I probably, to be honest, won't fill one out, but this is more my alley.
Gotcha.
Right now, yeah.
No. It's big. It's a huge stuff in Vegas. Now it's at Hard Rock. It's going to be fantastic. So
I was everywhere in Vegas. They had a big, you know, watch party. You can go and the sports books, and they have overflow in like their convention centers.
Yeah, great
stuff. We have it here.
You throwing?
We have to get on a flight. It's
by
beautiful.
The way, you throwing a Mike Tyson fight? Why that's going on? And you got a packed. You got a packed place.
Well, Mike Tyson's still in the game, so who knows?
Not anymore, but in his prime when he
Jake Paul ended him.
Knock people out in the first 25 seconds there for about 3 or 4 years. It seemed like everybody was going down quickly. It was excited.
Yeah, but we got one here, and you'll be out there to entertain people, so it'll be
a good time.
Just like being in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, almost. Sort of.
What? You provide good entertainment.
I know, but I'll be going home. I won't be going up to my hotel
you're
room.
Better than some of the Vegas like residency shows. I'd take your entertainment over like David
really.
Copperfield or whatever.
Not really. My stuff's raunchy.
What about Wayne Newton? By the way, that guy is still performing.
By the way, how about stretching whatever surgeries he's getting?
Oh, he's horrifying.
God bless him for
man,
whatever
he's doing.
He refuses to see a wrinkle. He is just like, that ain't going to happen. I don't care what age, I will not see a wrinkle.
How old? No. That guy's got to be 90. He's going to keep doing it until he drops. I respect that.
Is he still there?
He is, yeah.
He is.
Yeah, there were signs
man,
all over for him.
That man is Las Vegas right there. That man, like he goes, no, I only do shows in Vegas. They must be taking care of him, man.
Have you ever been to his show?
Uh-uh.
I don't know, what does he do? I guess he sings. He doesn't do magic, right?
I don't know what you do when you've had that many surgeries on that face. How much can that face move? I don't know. That's getting it done, man. No, I got you. Hey, so NFL free agency negotiation starts on Monday. So, man, we are going to have an idea. Our writers and all the insiders will be working this Saturday and Sunday to try to get a hold of that list and talking to agents to find out, hey, where's your guys going to sign? And, hey, listen, man, you know the positions and what it's going to cost. The free agency is a little more expensive. But, yeah, you should have, even though March 10th is negotiations can start, and that's Monday. And the official signings are March 12th, but by March 12th, my God, the families will be moving down here by then. So, yeah, it's going to be fun to watch this weekend to see of the list out there, and for other teams, you're just watching the NFL and the Aaron Rodgers going here and Aaron Rodgers going there. And I see Davante Adams got released. Still a good player, by the way. Still a really, really good player. And that's Aaron Rodgers' guy. 32 years old, but big, big number, and the Jets said no. By the way, the Jets are getting rid of everything that he brought in on his own. Everything that had Green Bay Packer that Aaron Rodgers. I've never seen a guy come to a team and when he got there. They were so desperate, the Jets, for a quarterback. They gave Aaron Rodgers, he could have brought up a 40-year-old receiver and goes, that's my guy. He can help us in the slot. All right, we'll get him. My other receiver, he's a deep threat. Get him. Great. I know we're not playing great, but Davante Adams can still help us get a playoff. Okay, we'll do it. So just desperate, keep Aaron Rodgers happy. And Aaron Rodgers come back and still wants to play. So that's going to be a big part of free agency to see the somebody. I know the names. You've heard the Giants and the Raiders and afraid they're not going to get the right quarterback or maybe they don't like the draft, you know, this draft class of quarterbacks. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got Russell Wilson. You got Justin Fields. You got Sam Darnold. And a bunch of other guys, actually. Daniel Jones. You got a bunch of guys that have been starters in the league. And the Dolphins have got to try to figure out a guy that they can afford that will come here and play. It'll be a veteran. I don't know which one it will be, but I have trouble believing they're going to have a drafted guy and have him be the backup after what we went through last year. I'm guessing they will not do that. So, yeah, this free agency thing going forward. The franchise tag, by the way, was just not much there. Two guys ended up getting the tag, only two. Javon Holland obviously did not. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. Some people still think Javon's going to come back. I don't think so. It didn't exactly, with his comments, finish where you look like, yeah, let's go ahead. And I know business is business, and feelings are hurt, and maybe, you know, he could come back and because he likes the coordinator or something, but Javon's going to get paid. No matter what, somebody's going to pay Javon Holland. And I'm not saying he's the most productive guy. He wasn't. Never good when your best year was your first year in the league. And Javon's first year was really good. He can do a lot of different things. I don't know if he's 100%. I don't know if it's the defenses he's running that he felt maybe he didn't have a chance to make enough plays. Who knows? But it's hard. In fairness to the front office, it's hard to give Javon Holland $17, $18, $19 million a year when you have a lot of needs on this team, including Javon's position, safety. Matter of fact, make that two safeties going forward. And then the other one that's out there that they got to figure out is Bradley Chubb. There's a lot of different parts of this Bradley Chubb, starting with a big number. Salary cap hit number is huge, almost $30 million. Salary is huge, almost $20 million. You don't mind that if you know Bradley Chubb coming off a full year off, reconstructive knee surgery, tore everything, which we didn't realize till late in the year. They decided not to play him the last couple of games. Does he restructure? Does he take a pay cut? Do they leave him alone and let him have his full salary and say, that's it, let's do it, which would probably fall under restructure? Or do they release him because they can't get something worked out? And then, if that's the case, pass rusher becomes even more important in free agency or in the draft. So that's goes back to my whole thing with Tyreek Hill too. And it's frustrating, and the stories get old. They do every offseason. I said it. I've been saying that. It gets old. But he's still a really good player. And if they get rid of him, they have a huge hole that you most likely can't get in the draft right off the bat that'll play as well as he does, or anybody in the open market. So you stick with him for that reason, and you hope you get a guy that's on time, a guy that's playing by the rules a little bit more. You hope all that stuff, and you go from there. Get him the ball and see what happens, because you need him. You need him, even with all the distractions, and he's got him. He's a walking distraction. But that's a tough one. Hey, we got to go to break. 7 o'clock hour's coming up here with
someone liked your joke, by the way. The guy said he spit his drink out. That guy refuses to see a wrinkle.
He's not doing that.
He's 83,
that,
by the way.
He's 83?
And his face is like as smooth as a baby's
ass. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
That surgeon who's doing all that stuff out in Vegas for all those people, he must be just, oh, no, full today. Can't get you for a month in here. A lot of celebs coming in here.
There's a lot of those acts, though, man, that have been there for a long-ass time. But he's got to be the top of the mountain, right?
You know, Woody, I thought about a couple of those surgeries, man, but...
Really?
Yeah, they just scare me, man. So I'll do your eyes for free. I go, no, I think I'm just going to have tires around them. You scare me a little bit.
Well, I just think the ball breaking we would do alone would be enough to steer you away from that. I mean, if you come in here looking like Wayne Newton, we're going to have a little fun at your expense.
So they told me if you do that stuff with your face, you got to redo your hair. Like, I start combing my hair forward like young guys.
What do? They stretch your skin back?
I don't know. I've never done it.
It looks like his skin is just being held, like, you know, really firm with like a clip or something.
Sometimes for men and women, it looks great. You go, man. I mean, you can't say anything to anybody, whether they get a surgery or not, unless they say something.
Is this like the pregnant thing with a woman? You can't be like, wow, your face looks great.
No, you can't say that to a woman. Okay. Now, if a woman goes, hey, I got it done, what do you think? Do you like it? And you go, yeah, it looks great. But unless they say something, you can't go, hey, holy smokes, you look a lot different. Great surgery. You can't do that. Because a lot of people get that done and think nobody's going to notice.
Yeah.
I work with a girl. Forget it. I'm not going to do it.
Okay. But if you do it, though, man.
When Telemundo and NBC were together, and one day she took a couple weeks off, and next thing I know, she came back, and she had herself a bootay. All right, hey, we got to go to break here, man. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. Do want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. No, this is just sports medicine, man. This is not. This is sports medicine. This is a good news, bad news. The bad news is you get injured when you're competitive. Doesn't matter who you are. Team sports, individual sports. If you're going for it every day and you play hard, you know the bad part is, no matter what, at some point, everybody out there, nobody's ever said, you know, man, I was competitive for 40 years and never got... No, everybody gets hurt. And then you need Baptist Health South Florida. That's the good news. One of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Boy, when you start talking about where do the pros go, which I get, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, the doctors that they're with their athletes every day, and when they have a problem, they go to their specialist, and they got some of the best in the business for every part of the body. Top knee doctors, top shoulder, top foot and ankle. Three of them, hand specialists, I just met her, fantastic, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. I mean, these doctors are good, and they're not just working on high school, college, and professional athletes. They're working on all of us with three convenient locations to go to, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, had a few surgeries done there, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation, Broward County. It is so easy to get to. Dr. Swartzen and the gang will take good care of you up there. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day, getting you healthy as quickly as possible.